AP World History Modern from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Advanced placement, AP World History Modern, also just known as AP World History or AP World, or WAP, is a college-level course and examination offered to high school students in the United States through the College Board's Advanced Placement Program designed to help students develop a greater understanding of the evolution of global processes and contacts, as well as interactions between different human societies. The course advances this understanding through a combination of selective factual knowledge and appropriate analytical skills. Course. Students used to study all prehistory and history, especially from 8000 BC to the present day. However, it was announced in July 2018 that the test would be changed to an AP World History Modern exam that only contains content since 1200 CE, starting in the 2019-2020 school year, with plans for a new course with the time before that called AP World History Ancient. Students in the United States usually take the course in their sophomore year of high school, although they are not generally required to do so. The course is currently organized around four eras/periods in 9 units. Period 1, circa 1200 to circa 1450. Unit 1, the Global Tapestry. Unit 2, Networks of Exchange. Period 2, circa 1450 to 1750. Unit 3, Land-Based Empires. Unit 4, Transoceanic Interconnections. Period 3, circa 1750 to circa 1900. Unit 5, Revolutions. Unit 6, Consequences of Industrialization. Period 4, circa 1900 to the present. Unit 7, Global Conflict. Unit 8, Cold War and Decolonization. Unit 9, Globalization. Exam, see Table A. The first section of the AP World History exam consists of 55 multiple choice questions with a 55-minute time limit. The questions are not divided up evenly between the 9 units. See Table 2. While previously the exam deducted 1/4 of a point for every incorrect answer, from 2011 onwards, the penalty for incorrect answers has been removed. The number of multiple choice options is being reduced from 5 to 4 at the same time. The AP World History exam was first administered in 2002. The test underwent a major overhaul for the 2017 exam, however, due to the prodigious number of students that struggle with the free response section. The College Board decided to initiate yet another round of sweeping reform to be put in effect in May 2018. Currently, it has the same format as Advanced Placement United States History and Advanced Placement European History. The exam features a new section, Section 1, Part B, that requires 3 short answer questions, one of which is selected from 2 options. Each question has 3 parts, making for a total of 9 parts within the SAQ section. Students have 40 minutes to answer these, and they count for 20% of the exam score. Section 2 lasts for a total of 100 minutes, and it includes a document-based question, DBQ, and a long essay question, LAQ. Students are allowed to work on either essay within this total time period. The section begins with a 15-minute reading period where students are advised to read both the documents for DBQ. However, students may begin writing during this time. Most students take notes on the documents in order to plan out the DBQ. Students are advised to spend 45 minutes writing the DBQ and then 40 writing the LAQ, but there are no rules on when each essay must be worked on. There are 3 prompts for the LAQ, but only one needs to be chosen. Each LAQ prompt addresses a different period, with one addressing periods 1 and 2, another addressing periods 3 and 4, and a third addressing periods 5 and 6. The DBQ accounts for 25% of the total exam score, and the LAQ is 15%. The essays are graded out of 7 points and 6 points, respectively. Students are required to analyze and synthesize the sourcing documents of the DBQ, but some outside information is still needed. The LAQ only provides a prompt and no sort of stimulus, so a large amount of outside information is necessary. Grade distribution, see Table C. In 2012, the head of AP grading, Trevor Packer, stated that the reason for the low percentages of fives is that AP World History is a college-level course, and many sophomores aren't yet at writing at that level. 10.44% of all seniors who took the exam in 2012 received a 5, while just 6.62% of sophomores received a 5.